News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Shoplifting has surged here in Cork in recent times, with a number of reported incidents rising by 86% over the course of the last two decades. Shane, who's with me here in Cork this morning, took to the streets of the city yesterday to speak to one business owner who's been affected.
I'm here on Patrick Street, beautiful sunny weather, talking to Kevin Hurley, owner of a number of convenience stores in Cork City, including one here, the Centre store here on Patrick Street. Kevin, you have been plagued, particularly in the last couple of years, with shoplifting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, for sure. The shoplifting situation in Cork City has really got out of hand, particularly since COVID. We're dealing with it on a daily basis. Guys walking into the shop, helping themselves, walking out. We're standing outside my store on Patrick Street now, and as you can see, there's a security guard standing inside, really protecting the staff, protecting the stock, and just really trying to keep law and order. And I have the same throughout the other three stores that I have here in the city centre today, you know.
Now, you probably won't have an answer to this question, but is there a particular reason, do you think, why it's got particularly bad in the last couple of years?
Well, the main reason is that there's a lack of Gardaí in the city centre. There's been so many retirements, so many Gardaí have left. They haven't replaced them as fast as they're leaving. And therefore, there's just a bit of lawlessness. And Dublin is the exact same. I mean, if you look down Patrick Street now here today, we're on the main street. Do you see any guard? I've been in the city since 7:30 this morning and I haven't really seen anything.
No, I haven't seen one.
That's one of the main reasons. There's obviously a culture change since COVID, that people know they're going to get away with it. There's a revolving door system within the judicial system whereby you've got a guy with 220 previous convictions. He gets a sentence, maybe 3 months, and he's out within 2 weeks because the jail is full.
Yeah, it must be quite intimidating for you and for your staff, is it?
Yeah, it is intimidating. I suppose it goes part and parcel of owning stores in the city centre. I'm working in here over 20 years, so, you know, I'm well used to it. As my mother would say, I'm tough as old boots. But, you know, it's not a nice feeling. No. Every day having people coming in intimidating you. You know, we had a gang came into one of the stores yesterday and literally just cleaned us out within 10 minutes. Or 2 minutes, I should say. And, you know, I had to deal with that. We've just got to keep on reporting all the crimes that happen.
You're largely powerless to deal with that. If they come in and start ransacking the place, I mean, very little actually you can do, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the safety of my staff is paramount. I have 100 people working for me here in the city centre, and you know, I would hate to see any of them get injured in any way. So, you know, the company policy is that if something like that does happen, then, you know, they just have to let it happen. But, you know, we will fight the fight.
Now, Cynthia Niverku, I should say, the Fianna Fáil MEP, she came up with those figures that there's nearly been a doubling of shoplifting incidents in the last 20 years, and obviously a big hike in the last couple of years. She's called for a number of measures. Some of them, I'm not sure how practical they are, but just to run through the mandatory prison sentencing for anyone caught shoplifting on more than one occasion, updating the Public Order Acts to allow a prolific offender of retail crime to be excluded from a premises for a certain period of time. That's something I imagine that would be particularly appealing to you, that you know this guy is a bad un, that you can say, sorry, you're not allowed in here.
Well, whether that's the law or not, that's the policy that my team and I pursue. And if you're barred out of one of our stores, you're barred out of all four. So we would have a communication network between the stores whereby we say, okay, this guy's been caught stealing in one store, he's not allowed into the other three. So yeah, she can implement all the laws that she wants, but I'm already doing it.
Yeah, okay. The other ones, targeted guard operations, you've already called for more Gardaí in the street. A specific offence of assaulting a retail worker. Interesting one here. End the practice of retail defamation, where someone can sue a retailer for defamation if they're stopped with the bona fide belief that they have stolen something from the shop. Do you get that? Do you get threats that you're going to be sued by people who...
Not very often. I think that's possibly in more of the high-end places, the likes of Brown Thomas or Flannels here, is directly across the road from us. Not so much in a sense. centrist door, but it is certainly there. And I would certainly agree that that law needs to be changed. You know, if you stop somebody within your premises before they leave and accuse them, then yeah, you're open to defamation, you're open to being sued, and there are guys out there that are playing on that. As I said, not so much in our business, but in the higher end stuff.
Just last question, I mean, this is obviously hitting your bottom line big time, is it?
Absolutely. This store we're standing outside here, we're losing €250 per week in alcohol alone, and that's at cost, and that's guys coming in off the street stealing beer mainly, not wine or
12 grand there. A year in drink alone.
Absolutely, 12 grand in drink alone. I'm spending €250,000 on security, between static security and other types of security, and that's what I'm spending in the city centre. €250,000, that's off my bottom line.
That's intolerable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was Kevin Herlihy, owner of several convenience stores in Cork, speaking to me yesterday, Jonathan. We did spot two guards immediately.
Literally after we finished the interview.
After we finished that interview. But
I'm intrigued, Shane, because, I mean, I'm always given out about Dublin when you know, and you are a staunch defender about how safe Dublin is, and I countered that it's not. Just generally, did you feel Cork was any different yesterday? Lovely sunny day, but you know, we did see some people who were homeless, who were begging. Yeah. Did it feel any different?
I certainly felt safer in the city. I didn't feel unsafe in any way. And we walked home. We had a bit of a late one last night, Jonathan.
Watching Man United draw 2-2.
Yeah, you abandoned me, and I you went off in your taxi.
Your security guard left you on the street.
I didn't have a clue where. No, of course I knew where I was going. No, I didn't feel. I certainly didn't feel remotely safe. I think Cork City feels really safe to me.
And there are like a little bit, like you've seen more Gardaí on the streets in Dublin on foot patrol in recent weeks.
You are seeing that.
You're
here.
Seeing it here as well. So there's been a shift in policing. Now, how effective that is stopping shoplifting, I don't know. But at least it is a physical presence.
It generally stops antisocial behaviour, I think. So I think it will help.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.